Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning are Kaya Pike. She's a sophomore at Sitka High School and the regional winner of the Poetry Out Loud competition for, I guess, our Southeast Alaska region. And Stephanie Ask, the Poetry Out Loud. We haven't even decided what you are yet.
No, Stephanie. We haven't given me a title. It's up for debate.
You are the person who runs Poetry Out Loud at Sitka High School.
Yes.
And it's yet another Poetry Out Loud winner from Sitka High. And Kaya, you're headed to Juneau tomorrow or today, right?
Today, yeah. This afternoon.
This afternoon. And you'll be competing against like 9 other.
I guess so. I don't think there are very many of us. But okay. There are, you know, 9 or 10.
Yeah, I was looking at the press release, and I think I counted 10 students in all who will be competing tomorrow at the Juneau Arts and Culture Center for the State Poetry Out Loud Championship. And
yes.
The winner of that will head where? Until like Washington, D.C. And compete nationally. And Poetry Out Loud, people who listen to Raven Radio, they hear Garrison Keillor, the Writer's Almanac. He talks about mm-hmm. the Poetry Foundation. Poetry Out Loud it's big, isn't it, Stephanie?
It is. In the last 5 or 6 years, there's been this big push from that organization to kind of revitalize the spoken word of poetry. And I know I heard of it for the first time probably 4 years ago, back when I was in Washington, and every school that I've worked at has been pretty enthusiastic about it. It's a well-supported program to get kids reading poetry.
Yeah. Kaya, how did you get this far?
A lot of luck and some really good poems. We had the Sitka High School competition at Kettleson Memorial Library a few months ago. There were, I think, 5 or 6 of us who competed, and we each recited 2 poems. There was a panel of local judges, and they decided that I had done the best job of interpreting my poems. And so we videotaped one of them and sent it to Juneau, and we were considered rural Southeast. And so my tape was labeled Rural Southeast. And a whole bunch of poems came in from the different schools, and they determined that my video of my poem was the best interpretation of a poem. So they decided that I was the Rural Southeast winner, and so I'm going to Juneau to see if I can interpret poems even better.
Okay, to compete in person.
Yes.
And it is, you just don't get to go to the library and choose a poem, right? The Poetry Foundation compiles a long list.
Yes, they have a huge anthology online.
And how do you decide which poem you're going to do?
They have a whole bunch of different labels for the poems. Like there are some, they have like a section for sonnets and a section for poems that use lots of similes and alliteration. And so I clicked on poems that use alliteration, and I found a poem called Onions, which is by far my favorite. And then we were required to have one poem that's less than 25 lines long and one poem that was written before 1900. And they have categories for those poems. And you just go through and you read the ones that you think look interesting, and you pick the ones that you think speak the most to you and are easiest to interpret.
I will say, though, Kaya's process is exhausting. When she was picking her third poem, she came into my classroom with like a stack of papers, and she just said, "I love all of them. I can't choose. Help me." Which I think is probably part of the end goal of really this whole process, is that you're getting people to read a ton of poetry to pick what speaks to them the most, and that process is
I like this idea valuable. Finding a poem that speaks to you, because I'm trying to make sense of the whole idea of resuscitation. I've been looking on the Poetry Foundation website, and it's this idea that somehow the poem has to kind of reverberate through you out to the audience just through the spoken word. I mean, you can't, you know, you don't act it out or anything. You just speak it and convey the message that way. And finding mm-hmm. the right one that's kind of tuned to you seems like a big part of the challenge.
Yeah,
I would guess.
Definitely.
So, onions, this poem about onions.
Yes.
I wonder if I could actually, if you would indulge us, Kaya, and recite the poem.
Of course. This is a very fun poem to recite. So this is Onions by William Matthews. How easily happiness begins by dicing onions. A lump of sweet butter slithers and swirls across the floor of the sauté pan, especially if its errant path crosses a tiny slick of olive oil. Then a tumble of onions. This could mean soup, or risotto, or chutney, from the Sanskrit chutney, to lick. Slowly the onions go limp, and then nacreous, and then what cookbooks call clear, though if they were eyes you could see clearly the cataracts in them. It's true, it can make you weep to peel them, to unfurl and to tease from the taut ball, first the brittle, caramel-colored and decrepit, papery outside layer, the least recent the reticent onion wrapped around its growing body. For there's nothing to an onion but skin. And it's true you can go on, weeping as you go on in, through the moist middle skins, the sweetest and thickest. And you can go on in to the core, to the bud-like, acrid, fibrous skins densely clustered there, stocky and incomplete. And these are the most pungent, like the nuggets of nightmare and rage and murmury animal comfort that infant humans secrete. This is the best domestic perfume. You sit down to eat with a rumor of onions still on your twice-washed hands, and lift to your mouth a hint of a story about loam and usual endurance. It's there when you clean up and rinse the wine glasses and make a joke, and you leave the minutest whiff of it on the light switch later as you climb the stairs.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Was it just... I was smelling onions during that. I mean, I could... I guess sometimes poems take on kind of the grandest sorts of human experience, and sometimes it takes on just these sort of subtle moments and really, really sort of animate them and give them life. But I could actually see and experience everything you were describing, and I could swear I could smell onions.
Mm-hmm.
During that. Nice.
Thank you.
And, I mean, so Stephanie, how do you go about teaching or helping somebody recite good poetry?
Yeah, I mean, that first step of making sure that they've chosen a poem that really, really speaks to them is important. And then the process really becomes reading and analyzing the poem, I mean, as deeply as possible, kind of like you would in a college level literature class, really, when you're reading and analyzing every line and every word choice. And then as someone who's going to read it, you really end up tying certain tones to the poem, so that when you're reading it, it's not the same the whole way through, that poems themselves have to grow and change and kind of take on a life of their own. So if you're interpreting it really clearly, it's naturally going to have that kind of change and growth and kind of story arc within a poem, and kind of analyzing it and figuring out what that shape that the poem should take is, and then how do I portray that with a change of tone, and how do I do that subtly through kind of the emotion in your voice and the volume and tone, as opposed to, you know, some of the ways that we kind of dramatize a poem in, say, DDF. I mean, this is a different process.
Well, that's what DDF was exactly what I was thinking about, because you've got us somehow. I mean, I know Kaya is you're involved in DDF activities,
yes.
And
yeah.
There's got to be a temptation when you're reciting this poem to, you know, act out the dicing of the onions and doing,
yes.
You know, and you've got to. That's not allowed. You cannot act out. the poem. It is not DI. It's not dramatic interpretation.
No, it's less of a physical interpretation, and it has to do more with your voice and how you pronounce things. And you, like, facial expressions are more important than what you're doing with your hands and the rest of your body. But mm-hmm. I always have to resist the temptation to, like, peel an onion, you know, while I'm doing this, or, you know, act out some of my other parts of my poems. You pretty much have to sit on your hands almost to resist that temptation, because the poem has to speak for itself. You can't, like, add to it. You just have to make what's there more clear.
All right. And Kai, you said you read some good advice from Garrison Keillor about what makes a good poem.
Yes. Garrison Keillor said in one of his collections of poems that a good poem to be read aloud, and I'm just paraphrasing this here, a good poem to be read aloud or done on the radio is one that can be understood by a frazzled mother cooking breakfast. So if someone can understand what your poem is trying to say, even when their mind is occupied with something else, then you know you've done a pretty good job.
All right. It's got that penetration.
Yes.
Right into the brain. All right. Well, Kaya, so you're heading out today?
Yes.
And the competition is tomorrow?
Tomorrow night, yeah.
All right. And then we'll know. I guess the first prize winner, again, from the state gets an expense-paid trip to Washington, D.C., $200 cash, a $500 stipend to buy poetry books.
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's cash prizes, too, for runners-up. And also, the runners-up receive $100 and $200 to give to the school library for the purchase of additional books, too. So. Anyway, it's Poetry Out Loud. It's a contest of the Poetry Foundation. Kaya's going to be competing tomorrow evening at 5 at the Juneau Arts and Culture Center. Stephanie Ask is her coach, English teacher at Sitka High. Best of luck.
Yes, thank you.
To you tomorrow.